and we've managed to get our final guest on Skype. So that's all good news. Now, she's going to be telling us about what it's like to unexpectedly and quite reluctantly invite other people's children in her life when she falls in love with their dad. Welcome to the show, Dani Alpert.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you decided early on in life that you didn't want to be a mother, you didn't want children, but of course you can't choose who you fall in love with, so I guess that's what happened to you.
That's exactly what happened to me. It came as a shock to not only myself, but everybody around me, when I decided to take on this gentleman and his kids. I had no idea that they would really be a part of the package, so to speak.
And were they young, the children at the time?
Yeah, the boy was 8 and his sister was 13. So they weren't infants. And I've often thought that if they had been infants or even toddlers, I don't think I would have stuck around. But because they were pretty formed human beings, I felt like I could talk to them and reason with them a little bit, and they were actual people. So that made it a little bit easier for me.
And how did that work out for you?
Well, you'll have to read the book. It worked out okay in the end, but you know, nobody could possibly prepare you for what's to come. I mean, I was so naive, so young, so green. I was just absolutely clueless. I mean, I had babysat my whole life when I was younger, but this was a whole other ball game. I mean, I made mistakes left and right and trying to, you know, navigate this and not look like a complete arse. I was just not very successful. Let's put it that way. Kids have a tendency to really magnify your flaws.
Oh gosh, I know. Tell me about it. But they were they were such difficult ages, 8 and 13, and it ruins the romantic dynamic. You know, if you're having a night in with your fella, and then an 8-year-old comes in wanting something.
Well, I was very lucky in that he did not have full custody. So it was truly the alternating weekend situation. Thank goodness. I know that may sound harsh, but again, if he had full custody, no. I was, especially in the beginning, it was all about, you know, what's going on between the sheets. And I would not have, I don't think I would have stuck around, to be honest. But even so, when we had them, you know, I would constantly be saying, is the door locked? Is the door locked? Are you sure? I was just so, I mean, and the last thing I wanted to do was have the kids not only walk in on us, but I wasn't sure about what the intimacy level was. Like, what were the boundaries? What do you show a kid? What do you not? I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Sort of had to learn as you went along, I suppose.
Absolutely.
And I think it's difficult. I mean, my stepdaughter was 7 when me and my husband got together, so a sort of similar age. And I always remember her. She, whenever we walked down somewhere and we were hand in hand, she'd come and walk in between us. And I sort of thought to myself, I tried to understand, because I thought at 7, if my dad and mum had split up and a new woman was holding my dad's hand, I'd probably do exactly the same. So you have to sort of understand it from their point of view, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately for me, it took several years before I got a grip on that. I was the child in the relationship. Whenever the kids would vie for my boyfriend, their father's attention, I took offense. I was so confused that why these kids needed so much attention. You know, and there was just a huge learning curve. And yes, eventually I had somebody, and I talk about this in the book, just say to me so simply, if it were you, wouldn't you want to have some ownership in the house? in your, it's your father's house. It's your father. And when she said it like that, it just put everything in perspective. Like, of course, I would have been horrible to a woman that my father brought home.
Yeah.
I know me.
Yeah, me,
and that
me too.
Would not have gone over well, right?
I mean, me too. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And did you get on well with the children's mother, with his ex?
Well, yeah. I mean, that is sort of the bizarre part of the situation, because when we broke up, we did not speak. So it was up to me alone to pick up the pieces with his kids and navigate this new reality. And I just couldn't do it alone. I mean, the boy, his son, was still living with his mom. So if I wanted to see him, I had to reach out to her. There was just no way of doing this alone. He didn't keep his own social calendar and he didn't drive. So I did reach out to her, and we have bonded, and we are really good friends, and we call each other family.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so rare, I find, when I talk to other women, and for us, it just worked. I can't speak for anybody else. I know there's a lot of difficulties out there, but we share a lot of the same experiences, you know. Not we share an ex with the same ex, but we also also share this intense love for her kids. And I think she really appreciated the fact that I cared about her children. I guess moms like that.
Yes, of course.
I guess moms like people liking their kids.
Yeah, of course. But it's interesting, because you did go into the relationship reluctantly. You didn't want children. And then it seems like, from what you're saying, you fell in love with them in the end.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I fell in love with them before. I mean, I was with him for 7 years. So I'd say around year five, I started to really dig the role that I was playing. Still challenging, still kind of figuring it out, but I fell hard for these kids. And as it turned out, I was really good at it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I wasn't about to let them go. Not after all the work I put in. I'm not looking away.
Are they all grown up now then?
They are. They're 26 and 21. And it's just remarkable.
Oh, that's lovely. And you've still got a really good relationship with them.
Yeah, before this whole global pandemic started, the daughter and I travel every year. I take her away for a week or so, and we just go traveling, and it's become our thing. And, you know, it still surprises me when they'll call me their stepmom or girlfriend mom, or that they love me. Aww. It's like, oh God, when did I become such a soft?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It's a lovely story. And you've put it all in The Girlfriend Mom. That's what the book is called, by Danny Alpert. And do you think you describe it as a memoir, but do you think it might also be a bit of a self-help book and a guidebook for other people sort of embarking on that situation?
I think it definitely takes you on a personal journey. So in that, yes, it's a memoir, but I do hope that it's inspiring and will shine some light on this kind of situation, because it's not a stepmom situation. It's quite different when you get down to the bare bones of it. Subtle they may be, but there's still differences. So yeah, if it can help anybody or see the humor in all of this at the end of the day, sure, great, go for it. Yeah, pick it up.
wonderful. And do you have a website as well, Danny?
I do. It's my name, www.dannyalpert.com, or you could hit thegirlfriendmom.com, and you can read excerpts online. And yeah, It's you know, it's entertaining. It's about family. And frankly, I just think we all need a good laugh these days.
Oh, We so do. Yeah. Well, from one stepmom to another, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.